Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League. Two massive signings we've got to talk about. The first one, Sania Taruva going to the West Tigers. The second one, obviously being Lewis Dodd, reportedly signing with South Sydney on a long-term deal to play in that number seven role. Absolutely massive for South Sydney. Obviously, it is going to be a massive turning point as to how they go. Lewis Dodd, a very talented young halfback in the Super League right now, just 22 years of age and already accomplished so much over there in that competition. It is a very exciting signing. We'll talk about that in a second. Let's start off with Sania Taruva. Obviously, playing some great football at the moment with the Penrith Panthers. Going over to this West Tigers side, it was in a bit of a rebuild phase themselves. Obviously, Aiden Caesar and Lockie Galvin playing great footy at the moment. Obviously, between them, Lockie Galvin turning into a bit of a Michael Morgan-style player in terms of his want to win, his passion for the jersey. I can't wait to see the player that Lockie Galvin turns into. Only 19 years of age. He's playing like he's 29 years of age. That's how, you know, calm, cool, collected he is at the moment. And obviously, Dream Buller, they've got there as well. One of the more consistent fullbacks in the competition. You'd imagine that Sania Taruva going over to this side, he'll probably be playing either in the centres or on the wing. My bet would be that he is the replacement of Junior Tupou. He goes there to play on the left wing. He's playing on the right at the moment. I don't know if they make a change there, if Charlie Staines maybe moves over to that left-hand side, or if Sania Taruva does make the switch to the left to play alongside Justin Olam. We'll have to wait and see, but that would be a very dangerous combination. And obviously, you know, Olam and Tupou has proved to be a dangerous combination already. I can't wait to see how Olam and Sania Taruva goes as well. It will be a very dangerous one. There's obviously another possibility here that Taruva, he could stay on the right and play in the centres. Brett Naden's got that spot at the moment. I don't think that spot is locked down. We've pretty much seen a new combination every 2 or 3 weeks. So I'm not saying that that position is just locked in yet, that they don't have a locked in right centre. I think there's still an opportunity for Sania Taruva to take that spot, and I'm very excited to see if that happens. Obviously, going over there, you know, getting maybe a little bit of a bag, I imagine it'll be on the 550 to 600k mark. Sania Taruva, just based off ability, what he's done in the competition so far in the first few years of his career, he's already won, I think, at least one, maybe two comps if he was in that previous premiership side. But I'm, yeah, as I said, very excited to see how Sania Taruva goes over there at the West Tigers. From a Penrith Panthers perspective, I think it's a pretty decent loss as well. It means they're going to go out and, you know, have to find another winger, or if they're going to bring someone through the grades. They've obviously still got Jesse McLean there. Whether they go out into the market and find someone, I'm not too sure. But the Penrith Panthers, I don't think I'd be too worried just yet if they haven't signed anyone, you know, by the off-season, or at least halfway through the off-season, I'd start to get a little bit worried, but I wouldn't be too worried about this one. I'm also talking about if they don't sign someone in the front row for James Fisher-Harris. But, you know, it is, to be honest, when you look at it in this sort of way, it is a pretty big loss when you mount it to the losses of, obviously, Fisher-Harris, Jerome Luai, now Sania Taruva. That's three star players you're losing in this side. As I've said, though, the Penrith Panthers, they are the best at the moment to just next man up mentality, just to get someone else to fill that role. But yeah, look, I mean, it is interesting. We sort of talked about it a little bit on BTFU. Is it the last year of Penrith's premiership run? Do they lose a lot? Obviously, losing Fisher-Harris and Luai. When we spoke to Rennie about it, he said exactly what I'm saying now. They are just the best at replacing what they've lost. I imagine the Panthers will do that over the next few months. But big signing for the West Tigers, though, and I am keen to see how he goes over there. I think he's either going to play left wing or right center. I think those two positions are the ones that are most likely for Sania Taruva to land in. We then move on to the Lewis Dodd going to South Sydney signing. I think it's massive for the Rabbitohs. Obviously, they've been searching for their halfback. It doesn't look like it's going to be Lachie Elias. It doesn't look like it's going to be Dean Hawkins, footy Dean. I don't think he locks down that spot. Lewis Dodd, I imagine he comes into this side to be the next seven, or could be the next number six to play after Cody Walker as well. We'll have to wait and see. But Lewis Dodd having plenty of success over in the Super League at the moment, just 22 years of age. He's had a little bit of a Nathan Cleary run. I'm pretty sure he's won a premiership or two. already in his career. Very young, only 22 years of age. He really excites me as a signing. I think he could be a great signing for South Sydney too. I think he's exactly what they need. Just a seven to give them a bit of direction. He can obviously, you know, do a lot more things for you as well. He's got a great kicking game. He can be, you know, quite off the cuff as well if you want him to be. But I imagine he'll just provide a bit of structure and play very well with Cody Walker in the halves. I imagine he will come over to take that number seven jersey. It's more likely for me than them to obviously axe Cody Walker. Cody Walker, though, playing some good footy at the moment, starting to play a lot better than what he has been in recent weeks, which is something that I guess I'm really excited to see how that progresses over the next few weeks as well. But yeah, Lewis Dodd, in terms of next year for South Sydney, massive signing. I feel like they need a few front rowers. I feel like they're in a bit of Bulldogs situation in terms of they need someone that's going to provide a lot of impact off the bench. They need a bit more go forward through the middle of the park. Their middles are not playing up to standard at the moment. They probably realistically need to train up Jai Gray too to be the long-term fullback. I don't think that it's a sustainable option to have Latrell Mitchell at fullback in a key position. Not just because he's not being what they need at fullback, but just because he's, you know, missed a lot of football at fullback since coming to South Sydney. You think about all the suspensions that Latrell Mitchell has had over the past 18 months since he's come to the Rabbitohs. I think that they've got to get him out of that key role. They've got to get him back in the centres where he plays his best and where he's not going to be a monumental loss at fullback for us. We need to get a fullback in that can play fullback long term. I don't think that Latrell Mitchell is that guy. I think that Latrell moves into the centres. I think Jai Gray is the long term option at fullback, because even when South Sydney really haven't been looking their best just yet, you know, there's a lot of positives out of Jai Gray. He's getting heavily involved. He's being what a fullback should be. He's not taking 7, 8 runs a game. He's taking 15, 16, 17 runs per game. He's not running 80, 90 metres a game. He's running 150, 195 on the weekend metres per game. So, you know, he's exactly what they need at fullback, getting heavily involved. I'd hope that when Latrell Mitchell returns, he does return in the centres. But yeah, look, we'll have to wait and see. That will be over the next few weeks as well. But, you know, going back to Lewis Dodd, I think that it's going to be a great signing, and I honestly cannot wait, because they have got a star fullback in that St. Helens side as well. And obviously, he combines very well with him. He looks very, very good, Lewis Dodd. I honestly cannot wait to see him in the NRL. Just in the few games that we've seen from him, obviously, in that World Club Challenge when he played against the Penrith Panthers 2 years ago, just looked like an absolute freak and just looked like he could kill it coming over into the NRL as well. So can't wait to see how this signing goes. It's a very, very exciting one. Sania Tariva, a great signing for the West Tigers as well. That's full time. See you in the next one.